is the time for Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. Welcome.
A prayer for healing abortion regrets. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for those that are struggling, God, women in particular, Heavenly Father, that has had or experienced abortions, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal them from their brokenness and the hurt and pain and despair, God, of past, God, or even the present decision if they should go through with it, Lord. Father, I pray, God, for those whose parents, Heavenly Father, made them do it, God. Maybe, Heavenly Father, a parent made their daughter, Heavenly Father, or a mother made their daughter, God, at a young age, Heavenly Father, fly out of the country or fly to another state, Heavenly Father, to get an abortion procedure performed, Heavenly Father, so that the parent can maintain their reputation, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because the parent didn't want to be embarrassed, Heavenly Father, that their child, Heavenly Father, or their teenager, God, made a mistake, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal those broken memories, God, of past and guilt and shame, and even the parent, God, that may have been at fault, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you heal those, Heavenly Father, that has gotten abortions, God, because of incest, due to incest, Heavenly Father, at the hands, God, of a male family member, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, and they're wrestling with it, dealing with it, Heavenly Father, the outcome of the child if they would have had it, Heavenly Father, but because of fear, God, and science, God, they've decided, Lord, to dispose, God, of the fetus, Lord. Heal, Lord, the brokenness, God, in the name of Jesus, and bind up, Father, the wounds, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray, God, for that child, Heavenly Father, who is wrestling with memories, God, word curses, Heavenly Father, the parent saying that I wish I would have aborted you. And now, God, because of those words, those damaging words, Father, from that parent, God, or that guardian, that loved one, Lord, that child, God, is traumatized, Father, and feels that they're worthless, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you heal their mind, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, and even the parent, God, or that guardian or loved one, heal them, God, and forgive them, Father, from the words, God, that they've used as a weapon, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, Lord, calls that child to forgive whoever told them that, Father. They are worthy and worth it, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, you love them, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, sometimes as people and parents, God, we say a lot of mean things, Heavenly Father, in the heat of the moment, God, that leaves lasting scars on the heart of the child, God, for a lifetime. God calls us to be careful of what we say, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, God. Father, you created man in your image, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. And Father, in the beginning, God, you spoke things into existence. You created the earth, God, by speaking your word, Heavenly Father. You spoke things into existence, God. And Father, since we're created in your image, God, things that we say, Father, manifest themselves, Heavenly Father. It becomes reality, God. Sometimes we create warfare, God, when it shouldn't have taken place to begin with, God, because of the words we speak, Heavenly Father, calls us to watch what we speak into the atmosphere, Father, because certain things should not have existed, God, in the first place, in the name of Jesus. I bind up in the mighty name of Jesus every word curse, Father, spoken against our children, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, reverse it, God, right now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, God, right now, Father, over those words, Heavenly Father, against those words, Lord, and over that child, God, and in the mind of the child, Father, go in and uproot that seed, Father, and destroy it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord God, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and Father God, we worship you, Father. We destroy in the name of Jesus generational curses, Father, in the name of Jesus, through the bloodline, God. in Jesus Christ's name. Father, the boyfriend, God, that caused the woman to get an abortion, Heavenly Father, the husband, Heavenly Father, or maybe, God, it was a fling thing, a wild party one night, God, or an orgy, God, or infidelity, Father, and both parts agreed, God, on disposing of the child, Heavenly Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help them, God, with the guilt, Father, that they're carrying around, Heavenly Father, that hurt, pain, and despair, Father. In the name of Jesus, that agonizing torture, God, cause them to call on your name, Father, and repent, God. And you said that you would save, God, that as far as the east is from the west, Heavenly Father, that's how far, God, you've forgiven them, God, and parted them from their sins, Father, remembering them no more in the name of Jesus. Heal these places, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that dispose of the fetus, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, or that child, Heavenly Father, because they were raped, Heavenly Father, because they had to endure sexual assault, God, or molestation, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal, God, in the name of Jesus, breathe, Father, on them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. You are King of all kings and Lord of all lords, Father, and I thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for healing. Someone is going through, God, a tough time right now, Heavenly Father. They've got to make a tough decision if they should keep the child, Father, or get rid of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for choosing, Father, life, God. Cause them to choose life, Heavenly Father. Even, God, if the child, Heavenly Father, was birthed because of one of these traumatic, God, circumstances, Father, you are a healer, God, and you can do the impossible, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I speak life right now, Father, through these waves in the name of Jesus. Life, Heavenly Father, an abundant life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, through Christ, God. Lord, I thank you for making the decision, God. Block everything, Father, that is not of your will, Heavenly Father, and open doors that are a part of your will, Father. Lord, send your angels, God, to these regions and territories, God, to the people, Father, to that woman, God, that has to make a decision, God, of what to do in the name of Jesus Christ, God. That child, Heavenly Father, that has been impregnated, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit and power, God. I need you to heal, God, and rescue, Father. Deliver right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that mother, Heavenly Father, that has to look at that child, Heavenly Father, that looks at the baby that she decided to keep, Father, deep within his or her eyes, God. But inside, Father, she knows the story of how that child got here, Heavenly Father. And the father, Heavenly Father, may be out of his mind, Heavenly Father, not knowing how to approach the situation, how to address the situation, God, how to be in that child's life, Heavenly Father, how to approach the mother in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, silence kills, Heavenly Father. Secrets hurts, God, and it never gets healed in the name of Jesus. Father, the truth will surface, God. Things will be exposed sooner or later, God. So I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you go before her, go before him, go before them, God, and fix the crooked paths, God, and make it straight, Father. Whatever the outcome, Father, you've got it all in your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Dry up her weeping eyes, Father, in the tears, God. You know that it hurts, Heavenly Father, but you said you're the very present help in the time of trouble, and she doesn't have to carry the burden alone, Father. Lord, I thank you and command a release, Father, a release, God, to come upon her, Father, releasing, God, that child unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I praise and thank you and worship you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. The Lord God, you said, and your word is compassionate. You are compassionate, Father. You are merciful, Lord. You are slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. It never fails, God. You will not constantly accuse us, God, nor do you remain angry forever, God, nor do you punish us for all of our sins, God. You don't deal harshly with us, God. as we deserve, because your love is unfailing, God, towards those that fear you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as far as the heavens is above the earth, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And I thank you, Lord God, and the same applies, God, as the heavens is far from the earth, Heavenly Father, so is the east from the west, God. And the same applies to the sins that you've removed, God, once one repents to you, Father, and calls on the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. Don't let them walk around in guilt and shame and despair, Heavenly Father. Lord, you have many, God, believers, God, generals in the Bible, Heavenly Father, soldiers and servants of the Lord, Father, who were adulterers, God, who were fornicators, Heavenly Father, molesters, Heavenly Father, drunkards, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, liars, God, and swindlers, Heavenly Father. You name it, it was in the Word, Father. And you've forgiven many, Heavenly Father, from the most hideous of crimes, Heavenly Father. So there's nothing, Heavenly Father, that escapes your sight, God, and nothing, Father, that you won't forgive, Heavenly Father, other than blasphemy, God, against the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it's time, you're saying, God, to that listener, Father, in the name of Jesus, it's time to face your fears in the mighty name of Jesus. I am with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. When you said that you're with us, God, that's what you mean, Father. In the waters, Heavenly Father, that tries to overtake us, God. In the valley, Heavenly Father, when we're walking through the shadow of death, Heavenly Father. In the desert, Heavenly Father, when we're quenched, God, of water, Father, in the name of Jesus. When nothing is happening or growing, Heavenly Father, where there are scorpions, Heavenly Father, you are there, God. In the den of lions, Heavenly Father, you are there, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the bed of rattlesnakes, Heavenly Father, you are there in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, and you're there, God, for the child, Father, and I speak life in the name of Jesus. I speak to the and pray for the mother that's incarcerated, Father, because she killed the baby, God, because she disposed of the child in the trash can, God, due to fear, God, and mental illness, God, and anguish, God, and influence of the demons, Heavenly Father, and demonic spirits, God, and attacks, God, in the name of Jesus. At the same time, Heavenly Father, it's okay for a doctor, God, to induce suicide, God, and perform surgical procedures of abortion. Father, something is wrong seriously with the laws, and I pray for your help, God. I pray for that incarcerated mother, God, that you give her another chance in the name of Jesus. Move on the judge and the lawyers in the name of Jesus. Move on the hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, where you see fit, God. I pray, God, that she lets go of the guilt, Father. The mother's listening, Heavenly Father. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Let it go in the name of Jesus. God already knew before he created you, and he still calling you. He already knew what would happen before he created you, and he still called you. And Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, all who calls on your name will be saved. All who confess you as Jesus Christ, and that is Lord, Heavenly Father, that believes that you're Lord, that believes you're the Son of God, that believe you died and rose on the third day, God, that believes on you, Father, shall be saved, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that openly confess you and call on the name of Jesus. Those that ask that you forgive them of their sins, save, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, they have to face it. They cannot run anymore, you're saying, God, or they won't get healed, God. Lord, continue to remind them that they're forgiven, even though they may have destroyed, God, the body, God, that child, Heavenly Father. They may have aborted that child, God, yet and still, God, they could not destroy the child's soul, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know what you're doing, God. And Lord, you're saying everything is going to be all right because you said so, Father. And you said, God, that that woman, Father, that man is victorious. That child is victorious. And no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper, even when they form weapons against themselves in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, for a stirring in their spirit, Heavenly Father. I pray, God, for purification to overtake them, God. And I ask that you sanctify them, Heavenly Father, and recharge them, God, in the name of Jesus, and cause them to lay it down, Father, that burden, because you care. and all is well in Jesus Christ's name. So we love you, God, and we bless your holy name right now for all things and declare and decree that it is so in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. If you've missed any of the broadcasts or desire to follow me, please visit voiceforthehurting.com. Now rise and shine, warrior. You are victory.